Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Christy.
Hey, Christy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so last Sunday morning, I wake up to a text on my phone, and it's from this guy I haven't talked to in, like, years, like, a long time. So I thought that was kind of random that he would text me, but so I took a look at it, and the text said, hey, none of my business, but are you still with that Corey guy? And Corey's my boyfriend, by the way, so.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so the text is, are you still with that Corey guy? And I write back, yes. And he goes, okay, well, heads up, I deliver food for DoorDash, and he was one of my deliveries last night. And I was like, all right. And I was like, that's random. And then he texted and said, when I got to his apartment, a girl answered the door and took the food. So it looks like he had company over, and I just thought you would want to know.
I see. Okay. So is he sure the guy was your boyfriend and not somebody who just looked like your boyfriend?
Well, that's what I asked. Yeah, I said, give me the name and address on the order. And it was definitely him.
Oh, right. Yeah, he would have had his info on the order. Yeah, of course. Okay, so he said a girl answered the door?
Yeah, that she answered the door and took the food.
Where were you at the time all this happened?
So I was working. I'm a bartender at Mac.
You should have drove over there after your shift and knocked on the door.
Well, I would have, but I didn't get the message until Sunday morning. So this was like,
That's right.
Christy, let me ask you something. Did you ask your boyfriend about it? You know, did you tell him, so I have this friend who brought you food last night?
Well, kind of. What I did was I texted him right away, but I said, so what'd you end up doing last night, hon? You know, and he said he just wrote back that he fell asleep in front of the TV. And I said, oh, you should have stopped by after work. And he replied back, oh, hey, you're right, I should have. So...
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like somebody who's trying to hide something. That sounds like more like he's innocent to me.
Yeah, or he's guilty because he already got away with it.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe he's got away with it. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Okay, here's a weird question. What kind of food did he order? Did you ever find out? Because I feel like if he DoorDashed Arby's, then there's nothing going on. Like, but if you order, like, Cheesecake Factory, then maybe something is up. Is that weird or does that matter?
My friend said he ordered Chipotle.
Oh, okay, Chipotle. Yeah, all right. Well, that kind of splits the difference. I'm not so sure anymore. All right, do me a favor. Sit tight for a second. Give Shag your boyfriend's number. We'll call him up when we come back, and we'll figure out exactly what's going on, okay? I think I have a plan that should work perfectly, and you're going to get to hear the entire thing while you listen in, okay?
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Okay.
There's only one thing, and I need to make sure of this part. You said the girl answered the door and took the food, correct?
That's what my friend said, yeah.
Okay, then this should work. Hang on the line. We'll call your boyfriend when we come back next.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Corey, please?
Yeah, this is Corey. Who's this?
This is Tim. I was actually your DoorDash delivery guy last Saturday. You ordered Chipotle? I don't even know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, so sorry to call you like this. This is kind of weird. It's just the girl who answered the door asked me about the cologne I was wearing, and I couldn't remember the name of it, but I told her I would call you if I remembered. She was like, what fragrance is that? And I was like, I could not freaking remember for the life of me, except that it started with an L. And she goes, I really like it. So anyways, I told her if I could remember it, I would call you back. Anyways, it was Lacoste. So tell her that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell your girlfriend, sorry if I ruined the surprise Valentine's Day, because she's probably going to get you some, so try to act surprised if she ends up buying you some.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, your date likes the way Lacoste smells, so go out and get some, because she really likes it.
No, it's yeah. She's just a friend. She actually lives, we do this whole thing. She lives in the apartment with me, and she just picks up her food at my place.
Oh, she's your neighbor. Oh, okay. All right. So I thought she was your girlfriend. I saw her hanging out at your place. I kind of assumed you guys were together.
No, I guess I don't know if I should be telling you this, but we order kind of all at the same time. That way we can just kind of try and save on dashing fees and stuff like that. So whenever someone orders, we just kind of knock on all the doors around and we have a little ordering group.
Okay. So that, I guess that makes sense. I mean, and honestly, it's better for me too. I only have to come there once.
Yeah, that's what we kind of thought.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, sorry to bother you. Tell whoever the girl is that the cologne was Lacoste.
Yeah. I'll see her today. I'll let her know.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so sounds like he has a legit story here, sort of. Christy, let me ask you this. Does this make you feel better?
Yeah, it does. I feel better about it, so I really appreciate your help, you guys. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Do me a favor. Can I put you on hold for just a second? I need to talk to you in a minute. I want to talk to Natalia first, though, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. All right, Here's what bothers me about this.
Okay.
And I am normally the naive person of the group, so I'm normally the last person to figure these out. I don't think you save some enormous amount of money by pooling your DoorDash orders together. He made it sound like, man, if we didn't do this, we'd never be able to eat.
It's expensive.
Is it really?
I think it's expensive. Well, for my budget, what I got going on, I mean, it's worth it, but I'm just saying it's expensive. So it's kind of smart.
I remember being in college and living in a dormitory and getting pizza and running up and down the dorm going, knocking on doors going, we're getting pizza. For more appropriately for some of you, running up and down going, we're ordering weed, whatever. Do you want to put in on this? You know, that kind of thing. I remember doing that in college in a dorm. You know what I never did when I lived in an apartment? Never ran down the hallway knocking on doors calling, we're ordering food!
Yeah, but they might all be cool with each other. I don't know.
There is one more thing that bothered me.
Okay.
And I'll bet you didn't hear it. It's when I asked about this girl, and he said she lives in the apartment with me.
Oh, he did? I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
No, it's yet. She's just a friend. She actually lives... We do this whole thing. She lives in the apartment with me, and she just picks up her food at my place.
Whoa. Back that up. She what?
We do this whole thing. She lives in the apartment with me, and she just picks up her food at my place.
He didn't say she lives in the apartment building with me. He said she lives in the apartment with
me. Freudian slip?
Maybe. And then I even asked, oh, she's your neighbor. And he never said, yes, she lives across the hall.
We do this whole thing. She lives in the apartment with me, and she just picks up her food at my place.
Oh, she's your neighbor. Oh, okay. All right. So I thought she was your girlfriend. I saw her hanging out at your place. I kind of assumed you guys were together.
No.
Okay. So Am I crazy?
I don't know.
All right.
Now I'm on the fence after hearing that. But
I'd love to hear if you're listening this morning. If you're listening this morning, I would love to hear your opinion on whether you think I'm really over dissecting this, or do you think maybe something's going on?
Yeah,
okay. I'm kind of curious. By the way, you can call us at 473-1045. You could also text us 757-104. Who do you love, indeed?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.